This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
They have this panther sound effect that is just the cheesiest, stupidest sounding thing. Big voice guy going, "Panther goal scored by Sam Reinhart."
Where'd you get that thing?
I trapped it. Been keeping it in my bathroom at the motel, feeding it old pizza.
It's Mike Shope.
If you're calm, that wondrous big cat will be calm too. But if you're scared, that beautiful death machine will do what God made it to do. Namely, eat you with a smile on its face.
And the Bulldog. On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Okay, the line today. That's exciting. Coming up at 4:45. Yeah. So much today. Joe Ostrowski, Nick Bakay.
Hey now.
Sal Capaccio, Paul Hamilton, Sabres and Flyers. Bills favored by 10.5 in Cleveland on the road. I've got the New York Times playoff, what do they call it? Picture page up. There is no game in the NFL over the next 3 weeks that has the Bills, like it not going the Bills' way. It isn't greater than, you know that little shape, the greater than shape? 99%. The Bills are more than 99% to make the playoffs. What is that? What would you call that? A little sideways V?
The greater than
symbol. Yeah, but you know, not everybody would know what that means. So greater than 99% to make the playoffs, no matter what happens in any single game between now and the end of the season. 10.5. Is this a Sabres day?
No.
Not even with that. It's just too late in the football season.
I don't know.
To be a Sabres thing.
Yeah. I mean, maybe. It is.
Give me a scenario where the Bills would miss the playoffs. Like, what is the worst thing?
Oh, good Lord. Yeah.
Three losses, right? Cleveland, Philadelphia, Jets. Now I'm at 91. What, Indianapolis has to win out?
I think in order to get caught.
All right, let's go. Indianapolis wins. Wins against Jacksonville, San Francisco, Jacksonville.
They're two back, so they could pass you if they won all three and the Bills lost all three.
Okay. Three Colts wins, three Bills losses. I'm at 14%. Now we're talking. Like, that's that's bad.
Right.
Two Colts wins, three Bills losses. Going into the finale, Colts-Texans, the Bills are at 79%. Nobody else is relevant, I think. Miami's out. Kansas City's out. AFC North runner-up is not important. The Bills have already beaten both of them.
Right.
So it's really just like a Colts. This is like the Wade Phillips moment.
Although the Steelers have the same record as the Colts. So,
but you've beaten the Steelers.
You have, right? But they could still win three, and you could lose two. And but they can't win three if both. Yeah, no, there's no way both of those teams. Right, the both teams can't get there.
That's right. They play each other in Week 18. This is the Wade Phillips moment. 3 weeks to go. What do you think of your chances? What does he say? Well, come on.
We're pretty much out of it.
We're pretty much out of it.
Pretty much out of it.
And it was the Colts.
Yes, that's right.
Who won in, and they maybe beat the Bills along the way in that Monday night game.
Yeah, it was Wade's comment about being pretty much out of it was in advance of that Colts game.
Yeah, and the Colts made it.
They did. Right.
2000.
Okay, sure.
The Bills had one of their all-time greatest offensive days in that last game in Seattle.
Flutie and Molds.
Flutie at Seattle. Like, that is, I mean, maybe the franchise record for first downs, points, yards, everything.
Saturday night?
Maybe a Saturday night, because that's when the good teams play.
I feel like I remember being in here for, I was working pregame in those years, and I remember doing pregame before a night game, I think.
Okay. But I want to say 42-23, but I'm not sure. So even, like, you know, last week, I went into how the game really wasn't that important.
The New England game.
Yes.
Sure.
And I got some pushback on that. The Bills win it. They're still alive for the division because they won. And now we have this game where they're huge favorites and almost definitely in the playoffs anyway. If they lose this game to Cleveland, I mean, imagine, right? But if New England wins in Baltimore on Sunday night, and the Bills lose, then I need what? Both New England losses?
You would need both the division games that they have left.
That's not likely.
Yeah, no, that is not likely. And, you know, and Denver. Like, if we're thinking about the one still, I mean, you know.
Be dead.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Because Denver is two ahead of you now.
All right, well, I just want to try to find the most interesting thing here.
I don't know how much. You know, the thing that makes me reluctant to say it's a hockey day is just I don't really trust that the attention is really there. I think it is one of these games.
I like that.
Where I think if you're a longtime Sabres fan that's been sort of, you know, burned out and just arm's length and like, okay, autonomy, we'll spend to the cap, we're going to sign Tuck, or we want to sign, whatever. All the stuff Jarmo Kekäläinen had to say today. This group of players, that I would almost guarantee this. I don't know how significant a portion of the fan base feels this way about tonight's game, but I'll bet it's more than a few are thinking they're just going to let us down tonight. We're all excited. New guy, 3-game win streak. Let's get in the race, right? The GM says he thinks they can make the playoffs. And I think I'm in this group. I want to get there on that, but I can't really sell it to anyone and say it loudly on the radio and with authority say, like, you know, get behind him. It's big. Tonight's big. Because I just feel like in a spot where they've got your attention, and I think they've got fans' attention because of what they did, finally relieving us all of the Kevin Adams situation. When they've got you and you start thinking, okay, maybe that's when they lose 4-1 and it's lifeless and, like, we hear about, like, well, we had some good chances or whatever. Like, I need to see them get through tonight with a good effort and a win before I'm ready to talk about any night being a hockey night. Honestly, until football's over.
That's a lot. I think you speak for a lot of people there.
It just is really hard to invest in. No one wants to feel like a chump. And getting excited about them usually is, you know, it's a nonstop train to Chumpville. You're just going.
I feel like I'm in a Dr. Pepper ad.
Once you're on it, right? Once you're on it, you can't get off. You just get dumped off. And here you go. Oh, hey, look at all the chumps. Nice to see you, chumps. I go get a beer at the chump bar. So,
well, really, that's sort of every post-game Sabres get-together for a decade.
Right.
I mean, not all of them. You either lose and you have that, or you win and you realize, oh, it doesn't really matter. They had the 10-game winning streak. That was nice. That was a nice illusion back then. You know, Paul's point about this can be on the table here. How many games in a row they like, what kind of a hot streak they need to get on to get in the race. I'm not somebody who thinks they need to win like literally 10 games in a row to do that. But what one of the points in his favor, if you will, in that respect, is when they go three games in a row or three nights in a row without playing at all, and then you're sort of like grasping for the ladder. You know, you're in the water and you can't reach the ladder to get back on the boat, and you don't have a chance to catch up. And that's been the case since Sunday. They have not played. So
right.
Tonight would be, their first chance to make up some ground.
I mean, I've been working with Paul a long time, and I don't know him to say things for effect. So, you know, but I also think, you know, you don't need to win 10 in a row. What you need is a couple of stretches where you win 4 out of 5. So 8 out of 10, something like that. Like you can, you know, win tonight, lose a game, and then just go win 3 more in a row, and you're probably going to make up some ground. Now you got to do that more than one time, probably just because of so much traffic in front of you. But I think it could be done without some incredible monumental win streak. But you need a hot streak of some kind. You know, whether, again, it's 10 in a row wins or 8 out of 10 is more, I think, can work, too.
Are they on one?
Well, they've won 3 in a row.
Is that a hot streak? I mean, are they on a hot streak?
It could be the start of one.
Because these kinds of things, not every night do you have to be dominant or look like an awesome team, right? These three games, you saw more of them than I did, but did they? I mean, Vancouver, they got buried in shots and they won by a goal. Seattle was fine. Edmonton before Vancouver was an overtime win where they had a 3-0 lead, gave up a goal like 1 second into the third period and 1 second from the end of the third period, but still won the game. Like, that's all right. I bet if you went back to 06-07 when they started 10-0, there was a famous Flyers game in there, by the way, but not all those games would look like they were just incredible. They would just sort of bang out a couple of wins in there.
Right.
So that's how it should work. Flyers tonight, Islanders Saturday, then to Jersey on Sunday, Ottawa. The division is just really like this.
It's right, it keeps shuffling. Like, you know, Detroit got off to a hot start, then they were down out of a playoff spot, and now they're back in first place. Like, everything is still
first place.
Really tight. I mean, it's 9 points from last to the top. Which, you know, it's not nothing. That's growing as we're going. I mean, it was a month ago, maybe, that gap was 6 points, maybe.
I don't need first.
No, you don't. No.
I need third.
Probably, yeah.
I need third.
Yeah.
39. I'm at 32. Well, there are a lot of home games coming up. This one, Saturday, and then into January. You have 5 in a row there. We'll see what the Sabres can put down tonight against Philadelphia. We have the Bills and the Browns Sunday at 1. We talked about Cleveland a little bit yesterday with Daryl Ryder from The Fan in Cleveland. Like, I don't know. I've always sort of, like, in the same way that I can be about the Jets, had a little bit of a, like,
Browns thing.
Yes. Are we sure they're that bad? And here comes Daryl on yesterday's show, and he laughs at our question. Like, oh, seriously? Like, it's as bad as ever. So is there anything about this game Sunday that worries you? Because we haven't had a game in a while. We had our Bills issues, right?
Mm-hmm.
Getting open, defense, injuries. Dawkins and Brown were both hurt. Is there a thing about, you know, every week there's something to talk about? You had Tampa, Cincinnati's dangerous, Pittsburgh on the road, all of it. Do the Browns raise your eyebrows at all?
No.
That's a little bit scary itself, I guess.
Yeah.
Maybe.
No, they really don't. I mean, Sanders has shown that he's willing to throw it down the field. So I would imagine that you know, they're going to take shots. And, you know, if you're willing to do that, you know, maybe you can hit one or more than one. I don't know. But the Bills are really good at taking that away, generally. And if they don't have reason to really fear the Browns' offense in general and their running game, then I see no reason why you shouldn't be able to take away that deep stuff. And I think if they don't hit 250-yard touchdown passes, they're not in this game, the Browns. Like, that's how, you know, and all the
how
other.
How do they do that?
Right. All the other usual stuff, you know, a return or whatever. But, yeah, it just sounds like, I mean, Daryl's talking here 14 games into the season yesterday with us. This is a Cleveland radio guy. The way I sounded about Miami in week three. You know, but except we're nearer the end. Like, right. It's far more likely that you've got guys there. Yeah, they're self-preservation, trying to put good tape out there. But, like, the cohesion, the team, I just think they're corpses. I don't think there's anything other than the Bills just being otherworldly sloppy that you got to worry about this game.
Okay. You know, I was talking to Matthew Collar today on his Purple Insider podcast. You do. He says hi. And we were talking for a minute about, this happened last year too, I think, how many really bad teams there are. And we weren't talking about Minnesota as one. Minnesota is 6-8. They're kind of like Miami in that they might not have, well, they probably don't have the answer at quarterback, but they're in the middle, which is probably not better, but... When Matthew worked here, and let's say, I'm not sure this exactly lines up when he was here, but 10 years ago, during the Eichel thing, like the tanking obsession, sometimes it would be said how, well, football is different. Like football, you wouldn't have nobody, it's antithetical to football. You would not have teams lose on purpose. Is that still true? So you've got the Jets, the Browns, Tennessee, Vegas, you've got six teams that are 3-11 or worse. And then last week we had a couple of others that were 3-10 that ended up winning. That's Cincinnati. No, they didn't win last week. New Orleans and Washington won last week. You got all these bad teams. And I wonder what I would have said 10 years ago to this point, that football would never lower itself, if you know, so to speak, to a like, tanking like existence.
Basketball and hockey and even baseball did.
Yeah, like I watched the Giants in that game against New England a couple of weeks ago and made a big thing about how, like, here's Troy Aikman talking about a couple of their game management decisions. Like, he doesn't realize they're not trying to win. They're down three touchdowns and handing the ball off to Devin Singletary on every play. So the Browns... one of the first things I would think about in trying to sort of diagnose that is, what is the coach's footing?
Right. Like, if the coach is, like, to me, Aaron Glenn, as an example, and I don't know, like, he's such a somewhat famous player. I mean, it's not like he's retired 2 years ago or anything, so it's not like he's just out of the game. But it might be he might subscribe to it being anti-ethical to do it. But he just got there, and if...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Ownership? Even, I don't know, the GM? Like, if somebody would call him, look, you're fine. We just, you know.
First year.
You're going to get another, you're going to get time. We want to get a quarterback for you. But you know,
wow.
We need your help. You know, then maybe that coach can go along with it. Whereas a guy like Stefanski, like, I don't know, he might feel like he needs to finish strong to keep his job, and that doesn't help anyone. Probably, I mean, it helps him if he keeps his job. That already might be decided. I mean, I have no idea. It just, to me, seems like they should probably start over.
It sounds like he's out to me.
Right, that's what I mean. And if he suspects that, I don't know, why does he want to cooperate?
Right, he has no investment in a high draft pick.
He'd rather get credit for rallying the troops here when the season was lost and carry that into his next job. You know, those guys played hard for him in week 16, 17, and 18 when they were eliminated. That, you know, some other ownership, some other GM, some other franchise might notice that and appreciate it. Like, so if I'm Stefanski, I'm not down for, well, let's not put our best foot forward. I don't think it'll matter much, maybe, either way. But, you know, the coach's longevity or his perceived standing matters a lot, I think, to the idea.
Right. Atlanta is bad, but they don't have their first-round pick. They might make a coaching change anyway, but their first-round pick belongs to the Rams from a trade from last year's draft. So they have no particular incentive. Right. We were talking to Daryl yesterday about the Browns. The Browns have Jacksonville's first-round pick in addition to their own next year, but rudely, Jacksonville went ahead and won, you know, double-digit games. So it's like Vanek and the Islanders a little bit. And the Sabres, they had two kicks at it. Where, like, the Islanders had, wasn't this right? The Islanders had the choice, back to hockey, full circle. The Islanders had the choice after that first year to keep or surrender their pick. They kept it. Then the next year they went and won their division or something, and Sabres ended up drafting late.
Yeah, they did not get that was fun. That was a fun. I still remember a day that I was off around Easter. Maybe it was even a Good Friday. You talking about that idea. Maybe it was even the first time that you had thought of it. And I remember exactly where I was out, you know, getting Easter supplies and just sitting in my truck thinking, man, two picks in the top three or top four, whatever. Man, that'd be so hot.
Yeah.
And never even came close.
Didn't happen.
No.
Who was the Islanders pick when they kept their pick? At five. I think it was at five. This is, I think, the Reinhart year. Remember? I'll say the name and then look. That's how I do it now.
Hey, well, Ekblad, Reinhart, Bennett. Drysdale's up there too, right? Did the Sabres pick second that year?
Yeah.
And they took Reinhart, and then Bennett and Drysdale went, Drysdale-Bennett, I think. Drysdale, I think, was third. Fifth.
They're all in the finals these last years, the top four players.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Right? Edmonton, Florida. Not number five.
Okay, not the Islanders guy.
I don't think so.
Is it Barzal?
I think his name was Michael Del Valle. No? You don't remember him? Michael?
Yeah. No. No, that does not ring a bell. Del Valle.
Is that wrong? Am I way off there? I'm searching it and getting nothing.
I don't think that works.
That's not the guy?
No, I don't think
so. Who was the guy? That's wrong. Who was the guy the Islanders picked? That's the 15 draft, right?
No, the 14 draft.
14 draft. Pre-Eichel.
I'm on my way now.
It's got to be some name that looks like that. I'm looking to. Del Cole.
Del Cole, okay. Yeah, that's a name that...
Michael
okay.
Del Cole.
All right.
Sorry. C-O-L-L-E. Anyway, now we've covered that. That's good.
Yeah, it's good to get
that.
You
don't have to worry about that later, because now we know.
I don't have to answer emails about it all afternoon.
Michael Del Cole. Okay.
People still email.
It ended... The first segment of the show ended there. We will talk to Joe Ostrowski next. Today was his and Sam Peniatovich's last day at Bet Sweats. Joe is moving on. Their new podcast together is one that they've both been on before and that Sam has run for a long time called Chicken Dinner. We'll talk to Joe after the break. Nick Bakay today. That'll be great. 4 o'clock. And Sal at 5. Paul Hamilton, the Sabres tonight, home to the Flyers. Michael Dell Cole, 5th overall.
You said Del Valle. Listen, you had that little small lowercase d thing. You had something there. You had something there.
But wrong is wrong.
Yeah.
Joe Ostrowski next. Thanks for listening. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.